I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome back to another episode of DM Watts Podcast, where we are, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I'll say it. No. Glad to be back.
Oh, God. Why? They don't know we've been gone.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a week.
It's just, well, no, it's not even that. It's just like we said, we'll get on when we can get on. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to say that.
Yep.
We just go. We just
Which
do.
Means that I'll probably say it again. So
please don't.
But
it's
hey,
not
no,
necessary.
It was one hell of a week, though, huh?
Well, it's been a hell of a week for the world.
Man, oh, goodness. Wow.
So, I'm looking at you, Alabama.
Hey, I realize that when this airs, it's been about 3 or 4 days since this has happened.
Holy
But oh my God.
Crap.
Like, Alabama.
The memes.
The memes.
The internet
bruh.
Is winning all
it
of
is,
this.
Bruh. I feel like we should have capitalized on it and just came on and did it the day of and did it that way. But nope. 3 days later, that's fine. We're still getting it in. Nah. For those of you that don't know, that there was a brawl in Montgomery, Alabama.
I'm calling it the Sweet Tea Party.
The Sweet Tea Party. Men, wow. All I can really say is, look.
People are tired.
The people are tired. And when you come for one, you come for all. Let's
exactly.
put it that way.
Exactly.
Come for one is good. I mean, all I can say is some people decide to jump a person, and the other persons of the same complexions jumped in on that person's behalf.
And it was unity at its finest.
At its finest.
And everybody was going to get it that day.
Everybody
had
a day.
Had a day, and everybody
Man,
was
I
done.
I can tell you right there, it was a... Yeah, it was a brawl for the ages. I can tell you that much. And chairs were there.
Chairs, there which has taken over the, what was the used to this?
Sweet tea?
This, was it the Mike's?
The spiked tea.
Yeah.
Spiked. Is what it was?
Was it?
Spiked.
I don't know.
Whatever,
it's taken
anyway,
over those
yeah.
memes, and now it's the folding chair.
Yeah, man, that folding chair has been, that and the hat.
And
My
the
man
hat.
Threw the hat up in there.
That, was,
that was like a call to arms or something.
And the way he threw it so beautifully.
He threw it so beautifully. Like he just, it was.
Like he must have been a drum major or something in high school.
I'm going to tell you what that was. That was the new hootie hoo. That's what that was. That was like the call to arms for every. when he threw that hat up in the air, man, you heard. Like it was like, you thought Migos was there because whoever was filming.
It was
you
great.
Saw the hat go up, and you heard splash.
Yeah.
Splash. It was like splash. Like somebody, that splash was somebody jumped into the river, swam across over to where they were. It was like, who want it? Who want it? My man had no shoes on. No, hey, don't matter. But I'm throwing toes at people. Who want this? Yep. My man was yeah. ready. It was a brawl for it all. But
it was.
If you ain't seen it, look it up. I mean, if you want a good laugh and say, oh, Lord, I can't believe. Yeah, that happened. But. Hey, it is what it is. Anyway.
Well, and like I said, it leads to the deeper conversation.
It is. It does.
We're all tired.
Well, yeah.
We're tired of the BS. We're tired.
It is what it is.
Of the separation. We're tired of people just going after people for no damn reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it was. Guy was doing his job, and he got the shit kicked out of him
all
for it.
All I can say is that the empire struck back that day. That's all I can really say. I mean, that's really what happened, man.
You can't even do your job anymore.
Man.
Just leave me alone.
My
Let
man
me
was
work.
There to do a job, and they was like, bruh, you can catch these hands just for doing your job. Oh, okay. But anyway, that happened.
That's
so,
it.
Trying to get to the question of the day.
Question of the day.
All right. Clipper question of the day. Question of the day is.
Damn.
Damn.
That's well, okay.
Do we want this one or we want to
sure.
click another question? All right, here it is.
I don't care.
So, question of the day is what makes you cry?
What makes you cry?
Clearly ass whoopings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you know, we can go cry for laughter.
Yeah,
ass whoopings.
So once it like
and
we
then
said,
cry out of pain, ass whoopings.
Yeah, ass whoopings. Cry from out of other people's pain, like Kevin Hart said, laugh at my pain.
That
so
laughter. Yes.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now. Look, it's crazy that we talked about what happened in Montgomery, Alabama. So, which I don't know is I think this stuff happened on like a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all I know is that it was on video on Sunday. And me and my wife were chilling, and I was just looking at my phone. And I was like, baby, apparently they're getting down in Alabama. She's like, what? I said, look at this video. And mind you, I'm laughing. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, is that a chair? Oh, didn't think nothing of it. Man, that Monday, however, the world got a hold.
Well, and like I said, out of such great, you know, horror, because it is, it's horrible. But at the same time, in the last 48 hours, the creativity that has come from this has been beyond.
I can
there
tell you
are
right
songs,
now.
There are dances. Man. There are so many TikToks.
Photoshop ain't got
Photoshop.
Nothing on what's been
there
going on.
There are drawings. There are paintings. Man. It's amazing the creativity that people have in such a short amount of time.
The Alabama Sweet Tea Party. That picture. I'm going to tell you that.
I can't.
Somebody made a Good Times video off of it.
The Good Times video is the best.
The Good Times video is probably the best.
It's like, think of the song from Good Times, the theme song.
Yeah.
And then it's just footage
of all
this brawl.
Man.
And then the names of the people.
Man.
It was like.
Dude with chair. Dude
Michael,
who swam.
Michael Evan Phelps.
Yeah.
Was the guy that was swimming. Like, it was just the brothers.
So,
and then the last one was just Alabama.
Yeah. So when you talk about what makes you cry, shit like that.
Yeah, that
so
was
like,
funny.
But at the same time, it can also make you cry from sadness.
Well, yeah.
We cried from laughter. But, you know, at the same time, we shed a tear at the same time. Like, man, it's sad that we couldn't just solve that.
It's 2023, and we're still here.
But yeah, we're still.
We're still
point.
Here.
Everybody's, you know, still angry. So on both sides, right? So, I mean, let's be honest here. That. Something like that, I think that sparked. Clearly, the thought process was not there, bro. You in Alabama, You in Alabama, where beating people of a certain complexion, jumping them like that, may bring back, you know,
there might be history.
Yeah, some history. Like, you probably shouldn't have done that,
and it's not favorable on your complexion side.
Yeah, and they did it where a lot of people of the same complexion of the man they were beating were there. So, I think
it should have been done, though, regardless of complexion, even if it was anybody was the same complexion.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been freaking
done. It shouldn't have been done, period.
The guy was doing his job.
He was doing his job. And I think one of the biggest things that upset me there is that the guy was literally doing his job. And you had a problem with the man that was doing his job.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, these people weren't supposed to be parking there. And they did it anyway.
True.
And so, the guy was like, look, I got to move your boat. And they was like, no, not our boat. And
move your boat.
Yeah, move the boat.
That's the
and
new
so,
back it up, Ter.
Back it up, Ter. Put it in reverse. Nobody wanted to listen. Everybody wanted to be about that life. But that
so
type of stuff makes you it makes you upset to see that stuff. Like, we talk about crying, right?
But what makes you cry?
Well, those
answer
things.
Answer the
so,
well, yeah,
so
I
will
know,
say,
but
okay, I will
you
say.
You specifically.
Me specifically? Well, I can go ahead and say this. One of the things about having PTSD, one of the things about having that is that you cry randomly about shit that ain't supposed to be cried about. I think I cried on a tampon commercial. So, like, it was like, y'all go through this.
Oh, my God, you
like,
did.
It's like, I'm telling you, like.
It was so sweet.
One of the things, it ain't sweet. Like, one of the things they don't tell you about PTSD is, like, these are literally one of them symptoms. It's like, look, crying for, like. No reason, like you're literally crying for no reason, and so like I found myself crying. I think I was watching the new Santa Claus, Tim Allen, where he plays the Santa Claus dude, and then like when not the newest one, but the one where the last one we saw was where he wanted to be with his kid, and they took him to court to take away his kid because his kid was like,
oh,
hey,
that
yeah,
was
my
the first
dad's
one.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that was the first one. He was like, yeah, my dad's Santa Claus and blah, 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 blah.
And
they took away his kid. I was like, you know, that's some.
Even though he'd
that's
seen
some,
it.
That's some foul shit, you know what I'm saying?
You know
they had to take his kid. Like,
that?
He is Santa, though.
No, what's crazy about that is this is a side effect of PTSD for you. So you're warned, hey, you're going to cry for no reason.
And you're like,
being
I don't
a
do that
woman.
Shit.
That is just part of who we are. It's called we are sentimental.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with PTSD, although being a woman brings on great PTSD.
Yeah.
And so that's not the first thing I think of when I see you cry or tear up. I just think you're being sentimental.
Yeah, no. I could normally watch that show and be like, you know, whatever. Probably shouldn't
takes
have been Santa.
The beauty
you know,
and the mystery
yeah,
right out of it.
But shows, right? Shows is what do it. It makes me cry. That's one thing that would make me
Christmas
cry.
Commercials do it for me.
Christmas commercial? Maybe?
Yeah.
Why
they
a Christmas commercial?
Well, because I already am not a Christmas person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was one last year. I can't remember, but it was like claymation. And I don't remember what it was for. But I think it was like they broke their grandma's cup or mm-hmm. something like that. And it was just this, it was very sentimental. And even thinking about it makes me tear up. So yeah, things really? Like that.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, I cried earlier today, hard cry, because I found out that I was able to get my associates in passing.
Right.
And this is a journey that started in 2015. Yeah. And then because of circumstances, I had to stop in 2017. And I was like, I was two classes away. And I didn't realize I was only two classes away. And I had already started our bachelor's. And so today I found out.
Yeah.
That I can, if, as long as I complete one more class before October, by the end of October, I'll get my associates. And I went into hard cry.
Yeah. So
hard cry.
That would be the realization of a goal. You know, you're crying over the real, I mean,
and
there's
the healing
happiness,
of a
obviously.
Hurt.
But the realization of a goal. And by that, I'm saying, like, where you studied all these years.
Yeah,
and you finally realize, hey, your goal is about to be achieved.
Yes,
that could be a good reason to cry, because you know when you come to the end of a degree or something like that, or you're reaching a goal.
Right, you're tired.
That is.
But it was this, like, there was a lot of hurt in there from mm-hmm. things that had happened. So it was this cry of relief and completion, of course, but this like healing of a hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then this pride of, oh my God, I'll have my associates in October and then my bachelor's in December because that's the way it's happening. And that's just pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So
that was a huge ugly cry I went into.
Yeah.
Could barely get off the phone with the chick when I was talking to her before I started ugly crying.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's we talk about, you know, happiness. And stuff like, clearly there's the obvious reason we cry, right? It's because we're sad. You know, the death of somebody or something
that.
You know, but the austere moments where you cry, the strange things that make you cry, like being so angry you cry.
I hate that about me.
And it can suck because it's like, dude,
that.
You can get
it
so
makes
pissed
me angrier.
That you start crying. You're like, okay, why am I crying? No, I just want to go punch the person. Like,
why
am I crying? You know what I mean?
Because I want to punch, stabby.
Yes. So, yes, go ahead and field those questions, Davey. Are you okay? When she gets up, like, hey, I understand. Yes.
You feel okay at home? Blink
once. We notice you always cover your arms. I don't know what's going on. Like, I mean, everything's fine. But I'm just saying, everything's fine. We talk about why do you cry. I literally say, like, anger is one of those things, that the emotions where it's like,
stupid.
I agree, it's upsetting.
Oh, it makes
mad. That you cry, you get mad, and then you can't help but cry some more.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, the realization that you're mad to the point that you're crying. But also, I'd have to say this. It's not just anger. I have to go back to the there's different type of laughter cryings, right? Like, you ever been like, there's a laughter, like we talked about with Montgomery, but then there's that laughter where, like, you laugh so hard where bodily functions like whether you peeing or crying. It's like I think I had that happen. I think it would that it's like I probably was watching Kevin Hart. It was either laughing my pain or it wasn't seriously funny. I think it was laughing my pain.
Yeah.
The first time he did that all right thing, and
that was a good one.
That one was so damn funny. I was like, you have got to be shitting me. Where is he coming up with this stuff at? But I thought that was hilarious when he did that. But laughter can be a thing. And like we said sadness, right?
Yeah.
We said anger. But what about nervousness? Crying from being nervous.
Then I cried a lot last year. Yeah. No, it because of like anxiety and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fear will make you cry.
Yeah. Which can kind of go one hand in hand with nervousness, right? Like.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. You say you cried a lot last year out of nervousness, right?
Yes, I'm not good. And people are going to be so confused by this statement.
Yeah, so.
I don't like being out in front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
being on stage in front of people talking.
I can contest this because
here I'm great. Like radio, I'm great. Like this kind of thing, not an issue. You put me in front of people like 50 or more or even 30 or more. I'm flipping, freaking out. You're bribing me with hot fudge sundaes and promising me that I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, I can remember that.
I can't breathe. It takes me 5 minutes to breathe through the speaking.
Yeah. And it's...
it's bad.
Yeah, I can test that. Your nervousness did take over a bit.
And they were like, oh, you'll get better the more you do it. Nah. Nope.
It's one of those things where you got it or you don't when it comes to that public speaking.
I just don't want to do it. I like this. I like doing this. I like doing radio. I like doing that kind of stuff. I have no problem with that. But, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I cried a lot.
Yeah, you did. But that's okay, though. You know, it's when you also realize, it's like, okay, that ain't my niche.
I knew it from the beginning. I'm like, you don't understand. Yeah. You've never met someone like me.
Yeah. Well, pushing forward to fear, right?
Yeah, fear.
Fear is another one, but there's different types of fear. So, like, you have your fear, but you said, I don't want to get up there and talk. Like, I'm scared or nervous to get up there and talk. But then there's that fear of, I guess, something life-changing happening, right? Like, hey, I don't want this person to pass. Or, hey, I'm scared that, you know, this may happen. Or, you know,
or hey, I can't go through one more flip and change. Yeah. Or, hey, I can't.
Almost getting into a car accident.
Oh,
man. Seriously.
That'll do it.
Seeing your life flash before your eyes has a way of literally, because the way our brain works is so weird, right? So you can get into a car accident or almost get in a car accident, and you have to pull over real quick. Like, man, I was
done that.
You'll start crying and stuff like that. You can get shot at, in my instance, you can get mortared in Iraq, right? Not cry at all. Years later, you're like, damn, that shit was wild to the motherfucker.
Talk about your delayed reaction.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing. You could have lost your life immediately.
But
with a car, you pull over like,
and
you start crying. Iraq is shit blowing up everywhere. You're like, hey, bro, let's just get through this shit. Let's get through this. Years later, you're like, God.
I almost died.
You should have been there. When did this happen? 5 years ago.
Yeah. And then I start crying because I couldn't have been there. I wasn't enlisted. You should have been there with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's literally.
I don't know what I was supposed to do.
So it's, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I'm sorry.
But like I said, we cry for crazy reasons. And I really think I like this topic because you can touch on things like that. When you start talking about mental conditions, it is important to know, look, crying is a part of it. It's part of healing too. Because I'm not crying because I don't wear tampons, women's tampons. I'm not crying because of that commercial. I'm literally not. I'm like, why? You see, you're crying, and you're seeing a commercial about Yogi Bear. I don't understand it, but at the same, that's when the stuff leaks out, right? You know, the emotions leak
Yogi
out.
Yogi Bear, what tampon commercial has Yogi Bear?
First of all, I didn't. That was a change of topic.
Oh,
one was tampons.
I'm sorry, I was stuck on the tampon, and you crying because you didn't wear one or something.
That's not what I was saying.
Oh.
Now, I may have to edit that out.
Oh, no, you're not. You'll have to cry about it tomorrow because it's going to be all over TikTok.
Whatever. But I'm surprised our TikToks get deleted.
People are going to randomly show up with copies of DM Watts podcast just directly on their phone, dropped in their Google drives.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, they're doing it direct now?
I'm going to turn my phone on tomorrow.
So... No, what were you going to say, though? Like, you like this topic, why?
Oh, because, like, seriously.
Because we're going to talk about different.
Because you have, like, we talk about different cries, different reasons you cry, right? And then somebody, like, if somebody's watching this who doesn't understand, like, why am I crying consistently? This could be a thing. Like, whether it's PTSD or whatever.
Or
it could
some
be depression
form
of or some
trauma.
Form of trauma.
Because
yeah.
It's all delayed reactions.
Right.
Sometimes you're just too flippin' tired.
Right.
Oh my God, so tired.
Yeah.
Like I've cried out of tired. You cry out of pain. I cry out of pain.
Yeah.
Fibro, I mean, I'm like crying every day right now.
I mean, shit. What was he watching? Rescue Me last night?
You were crying. I wasn't crying.
Yeah, she was crying.
I wasn't.
I mean, rescue me. Like, if you don't understand why anybody would cry.
I was surprised I wasn't crying.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And then it scared me that I wasn't crying because I love this show and I'm so sad it's over. But I don't know. Like, Madam Secretary, I cried.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't cry on Madam Secretary.
I didn't cry on this.
Yeah, Rescue Me was. It's a firefighters TV series that came out a long time ago. I'm here to
Dennis
tell you.
Leary. It's
Dennis
amazing.
Leary.
Watch
it's
it.
Amazing. Yeah,
binge
he's,
it.
He's watching. He's amazing. But yeah, you know, we talk about those different reasons why you cry and stuff like that. Like I said, I just was touching on the mental aspect of things.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously there's the regular emotions that, you know, we all have.
Well, and I think, you know, because then, you know, you can cry out of pride for someone or something that you did. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's a part of happiness. But yeah. I have legit, I have cried over food.
What? Okay, I haven't done this one. So you cried over food,
yeah.
like that it left or that it was gone?
No,
or?
That it tasted that good.
Oh.
It moved me that much.
Mm,
and
okay.
that was the chicken dish you make with the almond
that.
Flour.
I remember you did cry.
The
I
first
that.
Time
I
you
like,
made me that, it,
I was like,
it legit brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
It still does.
Yeah, I remember that. You were like, oh my
I am
God.
That big of a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
That I can be moved by food.
She loved that one. I do remember that one.
Yeah.
Or art. Right, I've
oh,
seen
yeah.
that, but I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
Where they say you, I guess a piece hits you so
hard
that literally you're like, hey, this is like it'll bring a tear to you.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that. I've seen it. Like people do it. I'm like, how is a
it's
picture?
So, yeah, it's so moving.
Like, I can say how can a picture, but I mean, obviously if you see a picture of family from a long time ago, yeah, but this is just
yeah.
random art, you know what I mean, or
what
something
about
like
music
that.
Have you ever heard a piece of music like that moved
I have
that
not
to you?
Okay. I have not done the music but, okay
challenge
there may
accepted.
Be okay no there may be a like okay just hearing a song no
well,
but
I
hearing
mean,
a song
right.
it reminds you of
sure,
old times or
sure.
Something like that but
it not well you don't listen to classical or opera or anything like that like there's been times that a piece has hit me so hard
really
that I'm just like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that has
you know,
never,
then,
ever happened to me.
You know, it happens with art, but it also happens in, you know, faith or a religion or a spiritual aspect
so
of it. You know, you get overwhelmed by.
I will definitely say that has happened with our schooling because being in our bachelor's, being in religion, it has definitely happened where
yeah.
I've read something about what has happened in the past. Or you put two and two together, right? The realization cry.
The light bulb.
Right, the light bulb cry, right?
Yeah.
Where you come to a realization, it's like, wait a minute. So I was going through this in my life, and then this was going on. This is just like, wait, I'm not abnormal. I'm not
yeah.
weird. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, no,
I mean,
I'm not
well,
weird. This is, I mean,
yeah.
whatever. But whatever. But you come to that realization, and it's like, wait, where something that you read basically it solidifies
sure
the what you have thought about yourself, about life, or about individuals.
That epiphany moment
yeah. That aha moment for people, that can be extremely powerful, and a very powerful cry that you can come to and it's like
yeah.
wait, where you're like, no, I'm not nuts, I'm not weird for I mean, hell, back to the mental part of it, the PTSD thing.
Yeah.
I thought I was going nuts. Like
you
know, yeah, I thought I was going to, like, what in the hell is
yeah.
wrong with me?
Yeah.
And then to find out there is a diagnosis and you're not, you know, crazy, and there's not only
sure.
that, plenty of people going through it.
Okay, but you got to be careful then, because then it's going to become in your head a flippant thing
mm-hmm.
to where then, you know, because there are times you've talked about me and you cry.
Mm-hmm.
From pride or whatever, so
yeah.
am I supposed to think now that's just PTSD? Am I causing you more traumas? That's why you're crying.
No, so but good point. But
you know,
good
you gotta be careful
saying,
how you
so,
label stuff.
Well, okay. So let's say that. Yeah, I ain't scared to say I cried. You know, talk about my woman because I'm so in love with my lady. I've done it numerous times, and no, I don't. I can kind of say PTSD in one way because it's opened myself up to that.
To sentimentality.
Yeah, to that.
To the importance of
myself,
life. To the importance
right.
of everything. Because
before, and you know, I could just talk about it like, yeah, no, it's cool. I love the hell out of that woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now, you know, being in touch with that part of yourself, You know what I mean? It can literally make you just like, clearly, first of all, you'd be like, man, I feel like a bitch. I can't even just talk about my woman without crying. But that ain't what it is. It's you know, just being in touch with that part of yourself and just like opening yourself up to that and sure. realizing just how powerful and the appreciation of love, of beauty, and it, you know what I mean, and all those things.
And once again, it's called being a woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that, but anyway.
I mean, that's what it is, right? Women are accused of crying all the time. And yeah. for the most part, yeah, it's because we're in touch with our emotions. Yeah. We're and in touch with that part of ourselves.
Yeah. But I can see how.
But it's annoying. At
yeah,
the
I was
same
just
going to
say, I can see how that can be annoying.
For many of us, it is very,
yeah,
annoying,
very annoying,
especially the anger thing, man.
Yeah.
Because if we're crying and we're angry, you got to look out.
Look out.
Like, laughter is one thing when you're angry.
Yeah.
But the crying thing when you're angry, that's a whole other
yeah.
thing.
Well, I tell you what, I think that no matter what makes you cry, the important thing is whether it's laughter, whether it's sadness, I think it's important to know the reason why it's happening. You know, understanding that it is an emotion.
Right. But, you know, I mean, because then there's even, I'm trying to think of all the different times people cry. There's crying after sex, whether, yeah. I mean, good or bad,
good
it's,
or
still
bad.
It's still a release. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I can't believe I wasted my time.
I can't believe this. I'm more stressed out now than I was.
This was so pointless. Meanwhile, the other person over there like, yeah, it was that great,
yeah.
right? Yeah, sure. But, you're right. The random
you know,
moments.
The stress release, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I it is a big stress reliever to cry.
Yeah, it is. And especially get it all out. People are like, yep, let it all out.
Let it all out.
Yep.
This is literally why I carry hankies.
Yeah.
I carry hankies in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very old school because I never know when something's going to hit me.
That's true. But
or
like
I'm
going to
hit someone and get angry and start crying.
But that's like we said. You know, it doesn't matter. You have those moments. You have those moments. But, hey. What makes you guys cry?
Probably this podcast.
Like please, I hope.
God, is it over yet? Are they done?
Please, I love it. I love it.
I switched off.
Yeah, it is what it is, guys. But hey, what makes you guys cry? You guys know the whole spiel we go through. I'm not finna say it's a DMY podcast. Blah 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 blah. You know where to find us.
You could have just finished it. You didn't have to go with the blah, blah, blah. Because maybe they don't. Maybe they don't know. DMWattsPodcast@gmail.com.
What she said. All of that. Because normally, when I used to go through gmail.com.
Social media. And so Facebook, Insta, TikTok.
We're not on
guess
X.
What?
We're not
DM
on
DM Watts.
Yeah, we're not on
just
not
everything.
On X.
See this right here? It says DM Watts.
Yep.
Just DM Watts.
You type that in and put
one
podcast
T.
behind it. You're going to find us.
You're going to find
trust
us.
Trust me. You put that in Google,
just,
you'll find us.
Yeah.
Yep. But hey.
We're there.
Yep. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We love doing this type of thing. But look, signing off for DM Watts Podcast, I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we are DM Watts. We definitely can't wait to see you guys on the next one.